This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
You're listening to a Joycast from GLBTIQ community radio station, Joy 94.9.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the main event.
It's a tag team this morning. Hello, Hunter.
Hello, good morning, Sean.
How are you doing?
Oh, that's got me pumped right up.
I'd hope so. Are you ready for this?
I'm pretty ready.
It's all happening out there on the streets this morning.
Is it?
Yeah.
Well, you got swept up.
There were people, I believe, still partying, which is pretty wild for a Wednesday night.
There's no Harry with us this morning, but we will be checking in with her all the way from her holiday destination / hometown.
Yes, we're going to cross to Wales for a bit of international Nan talk.
We're also crossing to Canberra.
Not international, but equally as glamorous. The great city of Canberra.
For our bit of political correspondent.
Yes. We're going to cross the juice show. But get us the recap on yesterday's same-sex marriage debate between our personal hero, Penny Wong,
yes.
And my sexual idol, Corey Bernardi.
Wow.
I'm not sure who won.
That's some big calls.
Yeah.
But we'll be getting some advice. We're getting the final word, I guess.
We will. Speaking of final words, we'll also be doing a bit of a bachelor recap. Another very serious national issue, relating to marriage.
Probably the bigger one right now.
Absolutely.
I mean, it was the most recent.
Did you watch it?
Yes.
Did you love it?
Oh my goodness! I can't wait to watch it again.
How much did you love? Actually, we should save it. Yeah. We don't want to know how much you're thirsty for the Bachelor right now.
Whoa!
Oh, I'm just assuming.
I think you mean salty. He's well salt.
I stand corrected. Well done. You are listening to the tag team. It's nearly 20-7. Good morning.
Joy.
Okay. Well, I'm going to talk about Cats.
Please.
Not the musical, for once. Does that already surprise you?
Yeah. That was my record scratch.
There's a new app. Another app out there. This one's for dog lovers.
Oh.
Tin Dog.
Oh. What's that do?
Do you want to take a guess?
Is it a bit of a Corey Bernardi situation?
Okay. Let's move on. It's speed dating for the dog and the owner. Want to find a date? You can use Tinder. You want to go on a walk with someone's dog or another someone and their dog while walking your own? Tin Dog.
Is there romance involved at all, or is it just a dog walking?
I mean, that could be a benefit. It's dog walking. Well, it's dog walking with a friend, so it's a picture of you and your dog.
It's dog walking with benefits.
Yes.
Right, I get it.
That's exactly what it is.
Well, that sounds revolting, and I shan't be doing it.
Have you ever walked a dog on your own?
Yes.
Have you? No.
What a strange question. Yes, I have, but, I've owned a dog.
I didn't think it was a strange question.
We've just accidentally played footsies under the table.
I was like, do I mention it? Do I mention anything? No.
Cut the tension with a knife in here this morning. No Harry.
I mentioned Tinder and all of a sudden you're playing footsies. Calm down.
It's like real life Tinder. I'm just here.
What?
It's creepy because the music stopped.
Stop.
Have you never owned a dog?
No. My cat's been a big cat family.
Well, why don't you pop on the Tin Dog? Download Tin Dog now. Let's download Tin Dog now. And by this time next week, you've had to take a stranger's dog for a walk.
No.
Come on, I'll do it for you.
There's also Tinder for scuba divers.
Oh, well, that must be packed.
I say Tinder, it's more of the other one, Grindr, I think. So it's more of a geo-based thing. So you can hit the beach, go, hey.
Sex in the gear.
What other divers are around? Let's look after each other down there. If I run out of air,
these sort of apps have crossed. They're done now. They've crossed the line.
What can't be
one for scuba divers.
Why not?
What if you're in Broken Hill or somewhere even more inland, and you pop on? It'll be like putting on Grindr in Portland, wouldn't it?
I'm looking for a supermarket companion. I'm just going to get on the supermarket Tinder.
That's right. I'm looking for a massage. No,
so that was a bad example.
That exists.
They're already on Grindr.
Yes. Okay, you play a song. I'm going to download Tin Dog. And when we come back, maybe we'll play a bit of Matchmaker.
All right. I hope you find your future husband.
You can be like,
You're on the tag team.
Joy.
You're back on the tag team. I nearly wasn't ready for traffic then, Sean, because I've been frantically Googling puppy images to make your Tin Dog profile.
Oh, no. What have we gone for?
Okay, so you only have to put up photos of the dog. And I had to
what
make
you're
up.
Saying is
make
that's up. Lucky. Thanks.
You only had to put up photos of the dog, so I've taken some sneaky ones of you and uploaded. I had to make up a dog for you.
So what sort of dog owner am I?
Bichon Frise.
What sort of dog is
which
that?
I couldn't spell. Here's a photo of one. And
okay, that's not a real dog.
That's a two-year-old.
It's a white, fluffy cushion.
No, it's a two-year-old Pookie, I called it. So far, that's what they're doing.
What you're going to get me is zero takers. No one's going to match for
People
that.
People love a Bichon Frise.
I feel like you've changed the pronunciation from when we first started.
To make it sassier, mate.
What's my dog's name?
Pookie.
Okay. Not buying it. I would not swipe right for this.
Hey, next I want some advice on when a friend becomes a third wheel. And later, guess what? I've done something wild for love.
These are unrelated.
These are unrelated.
Unrelated to me, right?
Yeah, unrelated to you.
I'm not the third wheel.
I've done something really genuinely very brave to try and find myself a man. And it's taken a horrible turn.
What?
It's taken a horrible... Well, an unexpected turn. I shouldn't say horrible.
Okay, well, that beats my story because I'm sick of face-to-face fundraisers that people stop for me on the street. Yeah. I've got places to be and I've got no money.
Try and date one, maybe.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. Not a chance. that's the problem. I think they're an attractive... I'm about to hook up.
You are so thirsty for a backpacker look as well. You're mad for a fundraiser. You are listening to the tag team. It's 7:05 on Joy 94.9.
This morning, there's been a news. The world's biggest flower. It's bloomed in Tokyo for the first time in 5 years.
Interesting.
It's the big time...
The big Thai flower.
Titan arum.
Oh.
It flowers rarely, and when it does flower, it stinks like a rotting corpse. And people flock to see it.
How big is it?
It's ginormous. It's, in fact, it's 2 meters high. It's, you know, the world's biggest.
It frantically reading for details.
No. I've seen Dennis the Menace. I don't think it's the same flower, but it's pretty close to it. This is a famous scene, and I bloody love it. It flowers maybe 3 or 4 times in its 40-year life. People of Tokyo have forced the place to stay open to go and see it.
To see it?
Yes. Would you pay money to go and see a beautiful flower that stinks like a rotting corpse?
Well, I don't know about that, but I will tell you a quick story about a time I did pay to see some flowers. It was in about 1996, and it was the Royal Australian Flower and Garden Show. And I went with my nana and my mum,
mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And it was so boring that I skived off and was like sitting on a park bench next to an old lady, right? And the old lady was being quite nice to me, and she was reading a brochure, probably about flowers, fertilizer, that sort of thing. And I was kind of looking over at the brochure, so she was a nice lady, so she started to share the brochure with me, sort of hold it between us.
Yes.
And this is not fun radio, this is a true story, she... literally dropped dead. She dropped the brochure and then she fell off the park bench.
Hunter.
I know. She was literally bored to death, Sean.
No.
She was.
Are you making this up so you can say bored to death? That's your punchline.
No. It's a real story. It's a true story. I think she probably had a heart attack, not bored to death, but so
this,
it must have been close.
This lovely lady was at the flower show, shared her brochure with a nice young boy. I'm assuming you were nice. And then that was it. That were her peaceful moments.
That's how she chose to spend the last of her time.
Just whether she chose. It's difficult to say.
So it got a bit weird after that because then obviously a crowd amassed and my mum was kind of with her. And then a strange lady said to my mum, "Move away, let me touch her. I have healing hands." And so we left it with her. Probably Jackie Gillies and Real Housewives in hindsight.
And like the world's largest flower, resembled the smell of...
the dead corpse! That's right.
People were flocking because they're like, "Oh my goodness, they have one of the world's rarest flowers here." Oh no, not again. I've been fooled again.
It's an actual
All right, well, you are listening to the tag team on Joy 94.9, and right now I can dream. Joy. You almost outed me on air with
I did.
You leapt over at the desk, tried to turn my microphone on, so you would have had to listen to me attempting to rap.
Attempting to rap. You were rapping better than whoever raps on that song. Probably Mel B, I think.
I think.
Yeah. Or Mel C. She was very urban.
I'd have to go through what I'm actually saying.
Your profile has loaded on Tin Dog. I've got some options here. You've got Odie. She's a one-year-old pit bull. No, it's a no from me. You don't want a pit bull. Too dangerous.
Is it very similar to the Tinder app? Like, can you see how far away they are?
It's exactly the same. It looks exactly the same.
Or are they, like, really, really far away?
Do you
want to
hear what I made your profile?
Yeah, please.
Sean, 32, manly, straight acting with a Bichon Frise.
What a horrible person.
Yeah, I think we'll match you here with Horace. He's 6 years old, so he won't walk too fast.
I don't want to be.
No, I need advice.
32 okay. And straight acting. What is this?
You're a 32-year-old straight acting with a Bichon Frise.
It looks like I'm walking around a pillow. A white, fluffy doily.
Pookie, mate.
Pookie.
By a real name. Now, I saw a friend of mine on the weekend, and she wants some advice from the good people of radio.
Mm-hmm.
She didn't technically ask me to discuss it on the radio.
Nor does she know that you're discussing it.
But I think when people come to me, that's because they know that I can bring it to the people.
Help me, Hunter.
Yeah, I'm like a conduit.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so here's the deal. She's going on a romantic cruise with her fiancé and about...
Is that a good idea?
Why not?
Well, sorry. That, from my own experience.
Oh.
We're just locked in a cruise ship and...
Well, that's love, mate. Ship. That's what you want to be. You want to be there. You want
on
to be
a cruise
green,
ship.
Green at the gills with love.
Exactly.
So there's a group of people, but the point is they're in a very, very small room.
Mm-hmm.
It's her and her fiancé,
mm-hmm.
and her fiancé's best mate is decided to bunk in the room with them.
No, he hasn't.
Yeah, he has.
No.
Now, here's the thing. It's not even the first time he's done it. We had this same dilemma last year. So he's backed it up 2 years in a row. Except this year, this guy is staying in the room with the couple, even though his own girlfriend is on the boat in another room.
No.
Yeah.
Are they, like, saving a lot of money by doing it this way?
Yes, it is saving some money.
Some.
It's a couple of $100s.
No.
But it's not a short cruise. This isn't like a two-day event.
No.
This is the full Carabiner experience.
Carabiner.
The Fair Star.
Carabiner.
Is that what they call it? I don't know.
That's the thing to, like, get
mate.
You up a rope.
I'm not. Yes, rock. Yeah.
Caribbean, perhaps?
Yeah, it's a full Caribbean. Bina. Anyway, do you think, have they crossed the third wheel line there?
Yeah.
Some people, like, I don't generally ever think that somebody's a third wheel.
And then you say that and then stare intently.
No, I really don't. I don't get that emotion, but some people get very, very antsy about it. I mean, just because the friends come to stay in her room for a cruise.
I just think, when they had this dilemma a year ago,
yep.
Were they fianced? Were they engaged?
They weren't engaged last year, no.
Well,
but they've been together for about 5 years, I think.
And obviously, it's a friendship that works. Like, they wouldn't have allowed it to happen if it was a bad idea, right? Or has she come to you in a slight panic?
She allowed it to happen, but I think it probably wouldn't be her preference.
Here we are questioning it, right?
I mean, don't forget that we're talking a cruise ship, so the room's probably like 3 meters by 2 meters.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody's in their own individual bunk bed.
Yeah.
And that's a small room to share an ensuite with, you know.
Have you cruised?
Oh, I did catch the Spirit of Tasmania once, or any other nondescript Tasmania to Victoria ferry ship.
I don't know if there is any else. I cruised, and it was in a tiny meter-by-meter room, and I shared with a friend, and we just didn't have any windows. And so we got to the Bahamas, and we didn't know we were in the Bahamas. And by the time we had worked out that it was actually 5 p.m., it was too late to get onto the Bahamas. People were getting back on the boat.
Were you asleep all day?
Yeah, pretty much.
Really?
In a pitch black room.
So do you think that you could have been there with your fiancé in a third wheel, or too small?
too small for that. Right. I mean, but in the dark, who knows?
If you know how to expel a third wheel, or if you have any just horrible third wheel tales, hit us up on the SMS. That might make it feel a bit better.
Yeah. Maybe if they have the room that I had, no windows, it's all going to be fine. It's a free-for-all. Maybe that's what they're going for.
You think?
Yeah.
Maybe you're right. Maybe she's pretending.
Yeah.
Oh, no. It's three in a bed again. Oh.
Oh, she's not coming. She's in her own room over there.
Oh, what a shame.
Oh, it's so cold here in the Caribbean.
I'm pretty sure she'll be listening. So I want you to know that I'm onto you and your dirty cruise.
Whoa.
Well, they're going on a dirty... It's a menage en trois cruise. It's a menage en cruise. You're on the tag team on Joy 94.9.
Joy 94.9 is on air 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, but sometimes you can't always be with us when you want to. Here's the solution. Here's the solution. Listen to your favourite Joy 94.9 show anytime with our Joy podcast service. Our team of over 30 volunteers pick out the best bits from around 60 programs that Joy airs each week, made available to you for free download. To find a podcast of your favourite Joy show, search for us in the featured providers section within the iTunes store, or find them on the Joy website, joy.org.au. Joy Podcasts. Any show, anytime, joy.org.au.
Joining us now, fellas, all the way from the capital, is tag team political correspondent and the editor of Political Alert, Mr. Drew Sheldrick. Good morning, Drew.
Hello, squad. How are we?
Yeah, pretty good. How are you?
Very well, thanks.
Now, we've got you on board because yesterday was a pretty monumental occasion when our personal hero, Senator Penny Wong, was taking on our romantic idol, Cory Bernardi. At the
he's got a pretty good body. Have you seen those photos?
Yes, I have seen those photos.
It worked hard.
This is not what we're meant to be talking about.
Oh, sorry, guys. Sorry. Yes, of course. Politics.
You too.
Sorry.
Give it to us straight, Sean. Who was the winner? Who won?
You're asking me?
Oh, sorry, Drew.
I can't help you here.
That's right. Oh, no, I'm interested in Sean's opinion as well. Go far away.
Cory Bernardi has a great bod. Yes.
No. Drew, tell us who won.
Oh, look, I think it was pretty obvious before they even started that Senator Wong was the winner. I think by showing up, she pretty much won the debate.
Was it close, though?
Look, I really don't think it was. And, I mean, I know I'm sort of biased on this subject, but I just really feel like there's not even the arguments, really, for Cory to win. I think he's sort of at a disadvantage going into a debate like this because we've sort of reached the end of this sort of discussion. Really, and as Senator Wong's obviously very eloquent as well. I mean, there was a lot of criticism about her attending in the first place, saying she was sort of, you know, validating his views and things. But I actually thought it was pretty important that, you know, sort of as we reach these sort of death throes of the religious right argument and everyone's talking about the rights of children, I mean, who better than someone that was a senator and is eloquent and is a same-sex parent to sort of, you know, dispute these sort of ludicrous accusations about the rights of children and same-sex parenting.
Well, speaking of eloquent, what were your favourite Bernardi lines? Was there anything that really stood out there?
Well, I did like the sort of the way he kept using homosexual marriage as a term, as if, you know, if you use a sort of term as clinical as possible, it sort of might ensure it never comes to fruition. I think he should have gone with sodomite marriage, in my opinion.
That would have been a good one. Did Penny destroy him sort of repeatedly, or did she sort of just goad in hard at the end?
No, she was pretty consistent.
She's beautifully calm, isn't she?
Yeah, she is. Yeah, that's totally her strength. I mean, she was just able to demolish every argument that he sort of brought up. I mean, she sort of really seemed at her best when she was bringing up this idea of Australia being sort of a secular state and sort of one religious view not being imposed on all others. And I don't think Senator Bernardi really ever sort of overcame that argument at all. But I mean, the highlight truly was when she promised to stand in solidarity against the threat of bestiality to sort of roars of laughter at the National Press Club.
I think that as soon as they allow gay marriage, we should all start joking that we want to marry our dogs and really freak them out. Really, really make them panic that they were right all along. Hey, Drew, last time we spoke about gay marriage, you and I were discussing how, for the first time in a long time, it felt like there was a bit of positivity in the debate. I wanted to know whether you think that's still the case, or where do you think we've gone backwards over the last couple of months?
No, I don't think we've gone backwards. I mean, there's still a lot of talk around Parliament that, you know, before Christmas, we may get there. Everything's going to depend, I think, the Parliament's back the week after next, and all eyes will be on the coalition party room to see what they do on a free vote. So everything's kind of resting on that at the moment. There was sort of talk this week about that sort of plebiscite, but that seems to have died down. And from people I've spoken to, I think that was probably sort of not true. It sort of all, you know, had been sort of someone like Scott Morrison sort of bringing that up with Mark Riley at Channel 7 and then running with it. But yeah, from most people I speak to, I don't think this plebiscite idea is really getting sort of legs at all.
So do you think we're any closer than the last time we spoke?
Look, I think we're still on the same level. We're still just waiting for the coalition party room to decide what's going to happen on a free vote, and then we sort of move on from it. Everything rests on that at the moment.
That's right, I'll take that, as long as we're not sliding backwards.
No, I definitely don't think we are. And I think
slippery slope.
No, and I actually think that the debate yesterday was really, it was a great idea. It really sort of ended this sort of ridiculous, same-sex parenting, child rights argument. I think sort of demolished that whole argument.
Beautiful. Well, thank you so much for speaking to us, Drew.
Not a problem. Happy to be here. Today.
Give our love
see
to the capital.
Always. See you guys.
You're on the tag team on Joy 94.9.
Joy.
It is Joy 94.9. It is the tag team. It's Hunter and Sean. And hopefully it is Harry. Good morning.
Good morning.
Hey. How you doing, mate?
Oh, bloody Bonzamite.
Hey. How you going? Yeah, good. I like that you're in Wales and you've got your Aussie ochre accent on.
Yeah, your Australian accent hasn't improved being in Wales.
I think it's getting stronger. I think it's coming on leaps and bounds, if I'm honest.
How is life in the homelands, my friend?
Oh, I got to tell you this straight off the bat, straight into it, right? Flat whites have landed in Wales. And they have no idea what to do with them. Right? No idea. On the menus in most of the coffee shops, it's got flat white. And in brackets, it says, very strong.
They're learning. Have you ordered any?
Yeah, I've ordered anything. It's,
how does it compare?
It's a bit like you, Sean. Weak.
Oh!
All right, I'm out.
Burn! That is a Welsh burn.
Do you want me to turn the volume knob down on this phone call?
I'm not Gary the podcaster, so no.
He's in your chair. He's wielding all the power over there.
I'm too weak to pull down the volume knob, though. Not going to do it. Too afraid.
Doesn't have the chutzpah.
My little sister was going to stay up because she was all excited to listen to it, but she's fallen asleep. She's snoring. But before she went to sleep, she gave some pearls of wisdom.
Okay.
So she said that Hunter sounds very posh.
Correct.
And
don't trip on your diamonds.
Yeah, she liked that. She liked that. And Sean sounds like he's got a girly voice.
Oh, that's brilliant. But, what's her name? I forgot her name.
Madison.
Madison, the Princess of Wales.
But what you got to remember is that she's 9 and she knows nothing. So, yeah. You know.
No, I mean, you know, they're the people who say it like it is.
No, I mean, I'd love to say that, but I think I reckon I'm probably the posh and the girly voice.
All in one.
Yeah.
Wrapped up. Well, you're the mistress.
I'm the queen.
I agree with Sean.
I mean, I know you went on the airwaves, Harry, but did she give you a bit of a review as well?
Yeah, she said, sounds very good. Oh, that I like them. Funny. And she was trying to work out for ages which one was which. So I have to keep saying, every time you're talking, I have to be like, Hunter, Sean, which one's this one? What do you think?
No, my mom can't tell either.
I can't tell.
Now, Harry, yeah. what I want to know is how are our favourite Wales Nantalk stars going?
Oh, well.
How did your little black dress go down? You told us last week or the week before that Nana was stressed out about what you were going to wear. How did you go down?
Oh, it was an absolute sensation. She actually came up to me and went, oh, you've lost loads of weight.
Oh, that's what
it always makes them happy.
It does. Hey, I saw some photos of Harry's hot brother, Morgan, on the Facebook this week. And I think we've been doing some interventions on this show lately, and I think we might need to do a fake tan intervention on your brother. What's going on there?
Oh, he was appalled when he came to see me. He was like, oh, all right, Casper. He was not impressed that I didn't have a tan, but he is turning into a tangerine. So,
did you throw back some shade? All right, carrot.
No, she's had too much shade, mate. That's the point.
Oh,
nicely done.
Thank you.
No shade was thrown because I was too busy rugby tackling him.
Hey, that's what I like.
We've mentioned your Nans, but we'll have Nan talk in just a moment.
Yeah,
right,
we'll
now though,
we'll come back.
Joy 94.9.
Hi, Jason Gibbs here, Joy 94.9 production manager. Want to learn more about radio or audio editing? We're often looking for people to join our team as program production audio producers, responsible for producing podcasts just like this one. Get involved, meet new people, and learn new skills. Join one of the biggest community radio contributors of podcasts by volunteering for Joy's program production team. All skill levels welcome, no prior knowledge of audio production is required, and best of all, training is free for all Joy members. Keep an eye on the volunteer vacancies page at joy.org.au, and if we're looking for people to join our team, it'll tell you how to get involved right there. The Joy 94.9 program production team, powering Joy podcasts. Any show, any time. Online at joy.org.au.
You are back in the tag team, and we are still joined by our old mate Harry, all the way from Wales. Are you still with us, Haz?
I am still with you. Pretty sure. Sorry, my sister's just woken up. This is professional stuff, Maddie.
Is she really there? Are you pretending?
Tell her, so she's got to be quiet. You're talking to Posho in the girly voice on Join the Before
Maddie. Say hello.
Hello.
Hello?
Hey!
That's the actual tip.
Now, Harry, it is time, our favourite segment of the week. It's time for Nan Talk.
Harry, get off the phone.
What do you got for us?
Well, I went down to see Lorne.
Yes.
So, you know, we went into town shopping and then I called over to see her. And she'd made epic sponges, like so much food. So I did the polite thing and ate everything,
brilliant,
you know, that I was given. Yeah.
Had you already fit into the dress by this stage? Or?
Yeah, yeah. Oh, that long gone. Yeah, so I'm like, carb me up.
Yeah, eating. You were eating for Wales.
Yes, I was. So I had a couple of slices of cake, but sponge, you know, whatever. But I didn't finish it all. So she was like, come on, finish it. I was like, oh, Nan, I'm full. And she was like, oh, I've been cooking all day. And now you don't want it. Yeah. I was like, all right, step off. So then I was in like a kind of a food coma. So we were just like, I was sitting on the couch, just relaxing, watching telly. She was like, oh, you're more chatty when you're in Australia. I've got to be honest. I was like, you just fed me up. And she's like, oh, do you know what you should do? You should go back up to your mother's now. I'll ring you on the phone and we'll have a proper chat.
Whoa. Oh, she was well narky.
So I was like, come on. So then we had to go into the kitchen and we had a chat.
Oh, cute.
So that was,
and has she been listening to the radio show? Is she across your catchphrases? Or?
Oh, you should have. Well, she likes Sean's the best.
Really?
Girly voice is the best.
Yes.
Yes.
Did she give it I heard her little rumour that she gave it a little go herself, Harry.
What do you mean?
Harry might have got one of her nannies to record your This Old Town catchphrase. I think I have it here. All right, let's see this. Let's see how it goes.
This old town.
Really? No. Oh. She sounds like she's put it on a witchy poo voice.
This old town.
You should have seen her. She was shaking like a dog. She was trying so hard to be all theatrical and do it. And I was like,
that's so cute.
You gotta say this old town. And she was like trying to think. She was like, what accent's that? I was like, Western then. It's Western. She was like, right, I'll try. Think now. And then she's saying to my baby, John, have you got any spaghetti Western films I can watch? I was like, no. Just repeat.
No, we don't
I'm
have
saying.
Time to pop on a DVD.
Yeah. No,
this
no,
old no. town.
Oh, I love it. This is the best Nan Talk ever.
Well, thank you so much for your Welsh update, Harry. We look forward to your return. Is it next week? Are you back next week?
No, I'm in transit next week. I'm back the week after.
Too much transit. Okay, well, thanks for calling. Have a lovely day.
No worries. Bye. Bye, bye guys.
Bye. You're on Joy 94.9.
Somebody, you're dying.
This old pal.
Joy.
You are on the tag team, Joy 94.9, 4 minutes to nine. It's nearly time for us to go, Sean, but you're gearing up for a return back to this old town itself, Portland.
This old town.
What's taking you back? It's usually, let me guess, it's usually something big, like a school reunion.
Done that, tick.
Like a country association line dancing reunion.
Done that, tick.
Done that, ticked. Then you kicked and went back the other way. Whoa.
Oh, do-si-do. No, that's bush dancing. Sorry, did that as well. Three babies. Three separate, non-related babies have been born.
Friends yes. of yours have had three babies.
Yeah, it is the season.
Not triplets.
No. Three separate, yeah.
Holy moly, that's a lot to give. Have you met any of them before?
No.
Any of the bibbers?
No.
What's their names? Go. Come on, you can do one. Surely
Lewis.
Do one. Lewis.
Ayla?
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 Sounds like you're saying that wrong.
No. I'm pretty sure that's right.
Ayla.
Ayla? Ayla Fisher.
Did you just change it from Ayla to Ayla? Or?
Well, you told me the pronunciation.
Yeah, but I don't know if it's right.
Oh, well, neither do I.
You should stop saying that.
So that's, what's that? That's a girl. That's a boy, Lewis.
Yep. Is Ellen a boy or a girl?
Oh, no. I'm confused about who the other ones is.
Oh, well, this is going to go great. You can't remember who the other ones is.
Anyway, I'm a good conversationalist with the parents.
Yeah.
What do you do when you meet a baby?
Well, the important...
This is new.
The most important thing is not to treat them like a baby because they relate well to people who treat them like adults. So...
It's definitely not
right
true.
Right off the top. I would just start... It's similar. I would, you know, what do you do?
What like, do you
what
do?
What do you do for work?
What do you do for work? Come here often?
Oh, not that one.
No.
Oh.
I've
got some other tips for you.
Yeah.
Don't drop the baby.
Well, that's... do I hold it or is that...
Yeah, hold it. And this is what... This gives me... This annoys me, actually. You know when people are like, oh, do you want to hold the baby? And if people aren't that confident with babies, they're like, oh, no. Just man up and hold the baby, okay?
Okay.
Because really, holding a baby has similar principles to holding anything. A small watermelon.
Do I just have to get it out of the way and sort of
is that a procedural? Like, that's a given that you meet a new baby, you have to hold it?
You don't have. Yeah, well, yeah, I suppose so. I suppose it's, so. And it's enjoyable. And when they're actually, when they're teeny tiny, you can, because they're wrapped up usually. Mm-hmm. I mean, if they're a decent parent, they're wrapped up. Mm-hmm. It's when they're about one.
Toby, that's the other one's name. Toby. It just came to me.
I like Toby. Is it full name Tobias?
No. I hope that's its name. Anthony is the middle name there, because I have the same middle name.
If you don't know the baby's sex, whether it's a boy or a girl, don't go in assuming based on its looks.
I was concerned. Lewis. I was not sure if it was like Louis or Lewis. Like, I thought that could be possibly a girl's name.
Yes. Yeah. Can Louis be a girl's name?
I don't know.
Louise.
That's Louise. Oh, yeah. Again, close pronunciation. Oh, Louise. It's that's Lewis. Oh, I know. Just messing. Crazy Sean here.
If you think that the baby's has been a disappointment in any way, don't draw attention to that.
If it seems you to make not, a lot of noise.
There's a lot of goals when you're a baby. Like, you need to do tummy time. That's one.
What's tummy time?
Just laying on your tummy.
Oh, that's what they're after.
No, just like, that's a goal. Like, you have to, they're babies. They're not great at lots of stuff. So, one of the good things they're good at is laying. So, you have to celebrate that.
All right.
So, anyway, write those down.
I have. I'm going to be seriously panicked, though.
You can just grab the podcast, actually. Joy.org.au. Hit on the tag team page. Download the podcast. Take that down. Pop it in your ear. Just one earphone, and that'll give you. It'll be like a how-to guide.
We've been full of tips this morning. Thanks for hanging with the tag team, including Harry all the way in Wales.
Yeah, thank you to Drew Sheldrick from Canberra,
and thank you to you, Hunter. It's been lovely,
and thanks to you, my friend.
Oh, that's gross.
See you next week.
You're listening to Joy.
This Joycast is a free service brought to you by Joy 94.9. Support Joy 94.9 by becoming a member at joy.org.au.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.